warm welcome along to the Euro Assist, brought to you in conjunction with freesupertips.com as we look forward to game week 5 of the Champions League. I'm Warren Ashurst and I'm joined this week by Racing Post tipster James Milton to look ahead to the latest round of league stage fixtures. And we'll kick off straight away with the British teams in Europe on Tuesday evening. And we'll start off with what is, arguably the biggest game of the night, you have to say, on Tuesday night. And it takes place at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea play host to Barcelona. We'll run you through the latest show of betting in a moment. But Milton, this is a cracking game to look forward to start off with.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually looking at all the fixtures for the Premier League clubs this week, you know, could all be knockout stage games. It's going to be a really, really good week. But as you say, got to start at Stamford Bridge, Chelsea, Barcelona. You know, Chelsea were away at Burnley on Saturday, now at home to Barcelona. Two very different tests, you'd suggest. But, you know, the Blues should be full of confidence. Won 5 of their last 6 in the Premier League. I think Barcelona, you know, you've still got these enormous question marks over how they defend. You know, they beat Athletic Bilbao 4-0 at the weekend in La Liga. That was their first clean sheet in 11 games. So I think Chelsea, the way they're playing, are certainly capable of causing problems for Barca. Chelsea are slight favourites to win the game. I think over 3.5 goals is the way to go in this one, personally.
Yeah, just looking at the prices, Chelsea 11-8 to claim the win, 17-10 Barcelona, and 14-5 the draw. I tend to agree with what you said there, Mills, to be honest with you. I think, obviously, Chelsea have kept clean sheets in the last 3 in the Premier League, but different story in Europe. There have been 4 or more goals in 3 of Chelsea's 4 Champions League games this season. And Barca full of goals as well. 36 in 13 La Liga matches so far this season. That's more than anybody else in the Spanish top flight. Conceded 3 at Bruges last time. I watched that game. They were completely and utterly wide open. It could have quite easily been 6-6 in that match. And also to note as well, Barca haven't won in any of the last 3 visits to Stamford Bridge. It's 1 defeat and 2 draws, which makes it difficult, you have to say, to come up with a winner necessarily in this. I'm also going with the same bet as Milt. Over 3.5 goals at evens looks like a really good price. We'll turn our attentions next to the clash at the Etihad Stadium. It is Manchester City against Bayer Leverkusen, also at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. And as far as the prices are concerned with this one, City 2-9. It's 11-1 Leverkusen to gain the win and 11-2 the draw. Obviously, frustration for City at Newcastle on Saturday evening, Milt, but so far so good in terms of not only the Champions League, but also home matches in recent times.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, there are only 2 recent defeats for those away games at Aston Villa and Newcastle, you know, two really tricky away games in the Premier League. And, you know, you mentioned the match odds there. I mean, Leverkusen 11-1 to upset City. And that's despite the fact they've won 6 of their last 7 Bundesliga matches. Mm. You know, that kind of illustrates the gulf between the top teams in the Champions League and the rest. You know, Leverkusen as well were thrashed 7-2 by PSG on match day 3. That was at home and both teams had a player sent off and PSG just went on a rampage in the second half there. So I think City should bounce back from that defeat against Newcastle. There's one bet I like, actually. Alex Grimaldo of Leverkusen to score or assist a goal. I think if they are going to cause problems for City, then he's going to be a key man. The Spanish wingback, one of the stars of that unbeaten title-winning side under Xabi Alonso. He scored 5 goals and registered 4 assists in 14 appearances this season in the Bundesliga and the Champions League. So he could be a real danger to City. But, you know, as the odds suggest, I think City should win it easily.
Yeah, just to sort of emphasise what Milt has said there in terms of a goal scorer bet, I've also gone for a goal scorer bet in this game as well, because I do feel there will be goals. 10 scored in the last 3 for Manchester City at the Etihad. 7 wins on the spin at home as well. As Milt has alluded to there, Leverkusen going okay in the Bundesliga, 3rd at the moment, and they've only won 1 of their 4 Champions League games so far. That was a 1-0 win at Benfica last time out, when I think it's fair to describe it as a bit of a smash and grab. They've conceded 10 goals in those 4 games so far. I think City will be licking their lips of taking on another German side, having, of course, comfortably seen off Borussia Dortmund last time out. Phil Foden scored twice in that win over Dortmund. He should have scored against Newcastle at the weekend, missed a gilt-edge opportunity. But I think an anytime goal scorer bet on Foden at 11-8 looks like good value. Well, speaking of Newcastle, they're also in action on Tuesday evening as they make the trip to the south of France to take on Marseille in another 8 o'clock kickoff. The home side 9-5 here to claim the win. Newcastle 6-4 and the draw is 12-5. And this looks potentially as Newcastle's probably most tricky game aside from that home clash with Barcelona, Mills.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they've been so poor away from St. James's Park in the Premier League, haven't they? You know, they're 3-1 defeats at West Ham and Brentford. And then hit back at St. James's, where they are really hard to beat, by beating Manchester City. But yeah, I'm inclined to oppose them in this game. You know, having said that, they did win 4-0 at Union Saint-Gilloise. That was probably their most commanding away performance of the season. I think this looks a really tricky trip to Marseille, managed by Roberto Di Zerbi. There's some familiar names in the Marseille lineup. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang leading the line. And they've been scoring bundles of goals in Ligue 1, actually outscoring Paris Saint-Germain 33-27. They're only a couple of points behind PSG. So I think, given the way Newcastle defend away from home and Marseille's attacking threat, I like the look of Marseille to win and both teams to score at a juicy price.
Yeah, I was just looking at the stats earlier, by the way, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is actually joint leading assists maker in the Champions League so far this season, which shows you the impact that he's still having at the top level. And I think Marseille at home, I mean, they're always difficult to beat anyway at the Stade Vélodrome, but I think at the performances that they've shown this season, and they've beaten, of course, PSG along the way as well, they will be a tough nut to crack. And Roberto Di Zerbi will have certainly done his homework. He's got Premier League experience, of course, from his time with Brighton. And I just think that Saturday win over Manchester City will have taken a lot out of Newcastle. Currently sixth in the Champions League table. I can't actually believe that they've only played once away from home in their four games so far. That 4-0 win in Belgium over Union. And I think this is an awfully big step up compared to that trip to Belgium. So I can just see Marseille coming out on top, and I think a decent price of 9-5 available for the home side to collect the 3 points.
Yeah, just to add on that, Warren, I mean, you mentioned how difficult Newcastle's weekend fixture was. Marseille played on the Friday night and hammered Nice 5-1, so they had a really comfortable win leading up to this game.
Yeah, contrast in both of those two fixtures at the weekend. Let's move from Tuesday then on to Wednesday's games now. And certainly the game of the week in the Champions League takes place at the Emirates Stadium, where second face first as things stand in the league format. Arsenal at home to Bayern Munich. The Gunners 6-5 here to claim the win. Bayern 11-5 and the draw 5-2. I think if people were a little bit concerned about Bayern and wondering whether they might slip up, it was probably going to come, you felt, last time out against PSG when they were away from home, Milts. They didn't. They claimed that impressive 2-1 victory, and now they face another massive test at Arsenal.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really impressive effort, given that Luis Diaz, who scored both of their goals, was then sent off. So played 10 with 10 men for the entire second half against PSG, which is a fantastic effort. And I thought at the start of the season, you know, Bayern had, they started out with Chelsea at home, then had the trips to PSG and Arsenal. I thought they might struggle, but yeah, they're obviously flying in the Bundesliga and in Europe. Having said that, I think they are going to be vulnerable. You know, playing away at Arsenal in the Champions League in the past couple of seasons has been very, very tough. They've won 11 of their 14 home games to nil. I don't expect that to be the case on Wednesday. I think Bayern will get on the score sheet. But just looking at Bayern's weekend game, which might be of interest to Arsenal fans, Bayern hammered Freiburg 6-2, but they had to come from 2-0 down. And both of Freiburg's goals came from corners. So, you know, Arsenal's set-piece coach will have been licking his lips over that prospect. And I think Arsenal, you know, had that terrific win against Tottenham. You're not quite sure how much that was to do with Arsenal being excellent or Tottenham, you know, in a really bad spot at the moment. But I think Arsenal with home advantage, Arsenal to win and both teams to score looks a decent bet.
Okay, well, I'm going to maybe edge my bets a little bit more here, and I'm going to go for the draw at 5-2 because I just think that the draw would probably suit both of these two teams in terms of the league format set up as it is at the moment. Obviously, Arsenal will be on a higher win over Spurs. I just wonder whether it's taken quite a bit out of them, and potentially, of course, no Gabriel still because of that injury problem. Makes even more of a difference, I think, at this very top level in the Champions League, not to have a player of his quality at the back. And Harry Kane will feel like he might be able to take advantage of that. Bayern now unbeaten in 18 in all competitions. Really impressive at PSG last time out. And I just feel like, as I say, you know, a draw wouldn't be the end of the world for both of these two teams. And I'm going to sit on the fence a little bit here and think that it could be a share of the spoils at the Emirates. We're going to move to Anfield next. Another 8 o'clock kickoff on Wednesday as Liverpool play host to PSV Eindhoven. Liverpool are 3-10 to claim the victory. It's 15-2 PSV and the draw is 5-1. I watched Liverpool at home to Nottingham Forest on Saturday. Milts, it was a pretty woeful second half display, I have to say, from Arne Slot's men. They need a response. Are they going to get it on Wednesday?
I'm not sure. I mean, the concern is that, you know, so many of their defeats, what is it now, 8 defeats in 11 games in all competitions, so many of their problems came away from home, and they beat Aston Villa and obviously beat Real Madrid very impressively at home. But like you say, you know, to lose 3-0 at home to Forest at Anfield, and you know, Forest were pretty good value for the scoreline, really. So I'm certainly not rushing to back Liverpool at sort of odds of 1-3. And the bet I'm looking at actually is over 1.5 PSV goals. Just how flaky Liverpool's defence has been. And PSV are not the kind of side who are going to come and try and play for a 0-0 draw. You know, they're averaging more than 3 goals a game in the Eredivisie. Probably doesn't mean much in the context of Champions League football. It's such a weak division. But I think they certainly have the individual talent to cause real problems for Liverpool. You know, Liverpool's first Champions League game was that 3-2 home win over Atletico Madrid. So maybe it'll be a similar kind of scoreline on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's strange to think that Liverpool's wins in the Champions League have come over the likes of Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid when you look at the form in the league so far this season. And the concerns for Liverpool will be that PSV are in a pretty decent run of form as well and beaten in 11 in all competitions. They lost on their previous 3 visits to Anfield. And the one bonus that Liverpool do have is that Arne Slot will know everything there is to know about PSV Eindhoven. I'm sure of that. And he will probably, I would imagine, make quite a few changes from the side that featured against Nottingham Forest at the weekend. Of course, Liverpool lost to PSV last season. But that was when they'd already qualified and they played a team full of kids on that occasion. So it'll certainly be a much stronger Liverpool team this time around. And I think they normally get a response in Europe when they've been disappointing at the weekend. And I think they'll get another one this time around. I'm going with Liverpool to win, but with both teams to score. As Milt says, that certainly looks shaky at the back, Liverpool at the moment. And a Liverpool win and BTTS is 5-4 in the betting for Wednesday's clash at Anfield.
Should also point out that PSV's only win in the Champions League was 6-2 at home to Napoli. Mm-hmm. So that's, again, another little piece of evidence in support of a high-scoring game, I think.
Indeed, they've got goals in them, PSV. Another team that have got goals in them are PSG, and they play host to Tottenham on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock kickoff in the French capital, and the defending champions are 21-50 to claim the 3 points here. Spurs are 7-1, and the draw is 7-2. And confidence will be at a low ebb, you imagine, Milts, in the Tottenham camp after what was a pretty woeful display in the North London derby.
Absolutely, and yeah, this is probably not the fixture that Thomas Frank would like, really. I mean, they had a nice, comfortable 4-0 home win over Copenhagen in their last Champions League game. But this obviously is going to be far, far tougher. And, you know, back when they were leading PSG 2-0 late on in the Super Cup, must feel like a distant memory for Spurs and Thomas Frank now. Conceded 2 late goals, lost on penalties there. And they just looked so toothless against Arsenal, didn't they? I mean, obviously they managed to spoil the Gunners' clean sheet, but it took that extraordinary strike from Richarlison to do it. Just not creating anything in open play. I think, you know, PSG have not been quite at their best this season. You know, their excuses for that, definitely injuries, bit of a Club World Cup hangover. But, you know, they've won five of their six home league games to nil. And I think that's the way to go when they face Tottenham.
Yeah, I mean, nobody gave Tottenham a chance in that Super Cup final. And it proved to me that there was certainly a match for PSG on the day. But I think this is going to be even harder because they had nothing to lose then under a new manager. At the moment, the pressure is ramping up on Spurs. They've won one of their last five in all competitions. And I don't think Thomas Frank's really ever been under this sort of scrutiny before. And certainly a trip, as you said, Mills, to Paris is not ideal at this stage. They'll be hurting after that defeat to Bayern last time out. They sat fifth in the standings at Paris Saint-Germain. And I just don't think that Spurs have got the attacking strength to hurt them at the moment. I know that Kulusevski is getting ever closer to a return. I'm not sure he'll feature in this game. Even if he does, I still think that Tottenham will struggle to have an impact on that PSG backline. And I'm going with PSG to win to nil on Wednesday night. 13-8 for that. And as I say, I just think that the defending champions will just be too strong for the Premier League outfit. That is all of the Premier League teams then in action in the Champions League in midweek. We're going to turn our attentions now away from that and to the game of the week outside of those Premier League teams. And we'll go to Wednesday's clash at the Wanda Metropolitano, where Atletico Madrid are up against Inter Milan. Also an 8 o'clock kickoff. Atletico 5-4 to claim the victory here. Inter 21-10, and the draw is 5-2. I mean, the prices suggest that it could be a difficult one to call, this, Miltz.
Yeah, I think so. I'm a bit surprised, actually. I think Atletico probably merit being a little bit shorter in the betting. So I'd be happy to back them at 5-4. You know, this may be one where the league table is a bit misleading, because, you know, looking at Inter's start to the Champions League game, obviously one 4 out of 4, you can't complain about that. But they won at Ajax, who are a complete mess, as we saw at Chelsea. Won at Union Saint-Gilloise, who were hammered by Newcastle at home as well. And then had home victories against Slavia Prague and Karat Almaty. They only just scraped a 2-1 win in that last one. So I think this is a huge step up in class. And Inter were beaten by Milan in the derby on Sunday. So I think Atletico not really put a foot wrong at home this season. Won 8 of their 9 home games in all competitions. That obviously included that fantastic 5-2 rout of Real Madrid in the derby. I think they're a really nice price, actually, to take 3 points and boost their chances. You know, they can't afford many more slip-ups. They have had a slow start, but, you know, their defeats came away from home at Liverpool and Arsenal. And they hammered Eintracht Frankfurt 5-1 and beat Union Saint-Gilloise 3-1 at home. So I think Atletico, with home advantage, are a really nice price. Just looking at their last 5 games in La Liga, won all 5, conceded only 1 goal. And, you know, you've got Julian Alvarez and Antoine Griezmann in great form up front. I think this is going to be a really tricky one for Inter, who likely to be missing Denzel Dumfries, the Dutch wingback, who's such an influential player for them defensively and in attack, as we saw in that remarkable semi-final win against Barcelona last season. So I think if he's ruled out, they're going to really miss a little bit of zip. And yeah, Atletico Madrid look a nice bet to me.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think it's a pretty decent price for Atletico. And if I was going to side with one of the teams, it would probably be them. I think they've responded really well to that 4-0 defeat at Arsenal in game week 3. My only concern will be when they come up against the very top teams, and I'd probably say Inter are in that bracket at the moment. You know, have they got quite enough just to see those sides off? Like we say, they lost against Liverpool, they lost at Arsenal as well, but they are a different beast on home soil, and they've scored 3 goals in each of their last 3 home matches, including a 3-1 win over Levante prior to the international break. And as Miltz touched upon there, Antoine Griezmann amongst the goals on that occasion, scored twice in that success, and that will be a real lift for Diego Simeone. Inter were beaten by Milan in the derby on Sunday by a 0-2 at the San Siro, and this is a pretty quick turnaround. They have to get out to Madrid off the back of a disappointing derby defeat. I can see them trying to keep things tight for a while into here. They've only conceded 1 goal in their first 4 Champions League games. So I'm not expecting a huge raft of goals, despite Atletico being pretty successful at home recently. My tip's going to be under 2.5 goals, actually, in this game. I'm going with evens in this under 2.5 goals in this affair. As I say, I do think Atletico might just shade it, but I think it's going to be a tight and close encounter. We're going to turn our attentions finally to a bet builder for this week's Champions League action. And we're going to go for the game at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea are up against Barcelona. And you probably won't be surprised to hear that the first leg is for both teams to score in that game. It just looks like it's got goals written all over it with how these two teams are playing at the moment. As I say, six in that game at Club Brugge last time out for Barcelona. And as I say, I watched that game. It was wide open. They looked like they could score every time they went forward, but they also looked like they could concede at the back. And Chelsea certainly in recent games, even without Cole Palmer, looked like they've got goals in them as well. And I think Pedro Neto could play a key role for Chelsea on Tuesday. The other two are of a player-related bet builder bets. Milt, you want to run us through those other two?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've got Enzo Fernandez to have a shot on target. Obviously scored Chelsea's second goal at Burnley on Saturday. That was his fourth goal of the league season. It still feels like he's a bit of an underrated attacking threat. You know, maybe pigeonholed as a defensive midfielder early on in his career. But there's so much more to his game, and averaging 2.2 shots per 90 minutes in the Premier League this season. And he scored a first half penalty against Ajax in Chelsea's last home Champions League game. So I think he's one who can get forward. You know, as you've mentioned, Barca so open. So I think Chelsea can create plenty of chances. And the final leg of the bet builder, we're going for Moses Caicedo to be shown a card. He was rested at Burnley, obviously, with this game in mind. Can expect a pretty busy shift, I think, against Barcelona. Just looking at his recent games, he's been booked in three of his last four appearances for Chelsea. Against Wolves in the EFL Cup, Wolves again in the Premier League, and Karabag in the Champions League. So, you know, not the most high profile of opponents. And I think he's going to have a lot more destructive work to do against Barcelona. You know, maybe even chasing back Lamine Yamal to try and help out Marc Cucurella at left back. And yeah, I'd be surprised if he gets through 90 minutes without a booking.
Yeah, Yamal was absolutely outstanding against Bruges, I have to say, in that 3-3 draw. So just to remind you of the bet builder then for the clash at Stamford Bridge, Chelsea against Barcelona. Both teams to score is the first leg. The second leg, Enzo Fernandez to have a shot on target. And the third leg, Moses Caicedo to be shown a card. Just before we leave you, a quick word on the Champions League so far, Milton, how things are looking in the league format. Are the teams at the top still the teams to beat, in your opinion, or anybody coming with a bit of a run from outside of there that you fancy strongly?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, I mentioned kind of Inter's straightforward start to the campaign. I think, you know, we are only halfway through. I think teams at the top can slip down. You know, you've got to keep a close eye on the fixtures remaining. And, you know, Newcastle have got three away games in their last four. So, yeah, don't be writing anyone off at this stage.
OK, well, big thanks to James for his input in this Euro assist. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment on the Racing Post YouTube channel. The domestic version of the assist will return on Thursday of this week, so make sure you join us for that. But for now, enjoy your midweek European football, and please remember to gamble responsibly.